Hello, beautiful people. We are in the Lightworker, Healers, Mystics, and Awakening Soul series. Okay, now we are in Venus as Atmakaraka, and we are talking about Devgana. So Venus can be as Atmakaraka, but it can be in different Gana. So we are kind of trying to extend this argument, okay? First of all, what happens when Venus becomes your Atmakaraka? Soul lesson is to see beauty where others see chaos, transformation. Venus here represents the inner eye, not the one that sees form, not the physical one, but perceives potential. Where others see difficulty, you see opportunity. Venus's Atmakaraka often rewards after an initiation. This is where Venus becomes a transformer. See, anything goes in Venus becomes a transformer. Anything perceived in your eyes, you see the truth, it becomes perceived and then it changes. Anything goes in the womb, the seed becomes transformed, it comes out as a human being. That's Yoni, that's Venus. Okay, Venus is a transformer. Okay, the core essence. You possess a visionary perception, what could be, not what just is. You're a strategic pre-planning, silently resolving problems before they appear. The world's perception of you matters, not from vanity, but from an urge to align inner and outer beauty. Relationships therefore become crucible, where your soul is purified. Now we are talking about Devgana relationship. Let's say the fourth house, Anuradha Nakshatra, the devoted heart. Okay, how does that play out as Venus? You hold love as a vow, home, family, emotional roots become altars for beauty and order. You bring divinity into domestic life, making your home a temple of grace. Let's take another one. Fifth house, Swati, if it is there. And Venus is there as Atmakaraka. Your art liberates. You may teach, perform, or write, not for applause, but to remind others of their own freedom. You move between aesthetics and activism with elegance. Diplomacy, activism, Libra, Swati, yes. Fifth house, let's say ninth house, Revati, the redeemer of beauty. I'll finish with this. You travel between realms of philosophy, art, healing, restoring lost meaning. Now, if you like such a kind of content, put it in the comment box. What would you like me to do with this? If you are here just as a visitor, if you want to do some collabs and stuff, I'm available. Email is in the description box. Let's get in touch. Let's do some interviews. Let's get your version of what light work is. What is spirituality to you personally? And let's put it out there on the channel. Take care. Be safe.